Today, a Yemeni man who the government says made propaganda films for Al-Qaeda asked to represent himself at his military trial. The proceedings are being held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Ali Hamza al-Balul told the presiding officer of the military commission that he did not want an American lawyer, civilian or military, to represent him. Balul is the third suspected terrorist being held at the Naval Base to face trial. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Guantanamo Bay following these hearings, and she joins us. Jackie, tell us what happened in court today.
Well, the defendant, Balul, told the judge, as you said, that he wanted to represent himself in his trial. And if that wasn't possible, then he wanted a Yemeni lawyer to defend him. Balul is from Yemen, and he made it clear that he would prefer a lawyer from his own country rather than an American. You know, Melissa, you would think that these would be fairly easy questions to sort out, but they weren't. Instead, there was this animated 45 minutes of misinterpretations, miscommunications, and faulty translations. There was an Arabic-English translator. And during that episode, Balul said, and I quote here, he said, "I am from Al-Qaeda, and the relationship between me and September 11th, at that point, the presiding officer shouted, stop, and he told the panel members that the defendant was not under oath, and what Balul said could not be used as evidence." And, of course, the prosecutor objected to that, but Balul never went back to his thoughts about September 11th after that, so we don't know what he was going to say.
Well, it sounds like that example alone might be enough to make you think that he doesn't understand what it might mean to represent himself.
Oh, he does, very much. You know, he appeared very engaged, and he really seemed to know what he wanted. He had very strong body language as well. He would not make eye contact with his appointing military attorneys, and he wouldn't stand up when the presiding officer entered the room or when the commission panel was sworn in. You know, there were some Arabic speakers in the court, and they said that Balul spoke clearly, and he chose his words so that he could be understood. You know, but even so, there were some concerns about the translations. You know, there were some fairly complex legal matters that were being discussed, and the proceedings became frantic at one point. So the translators were hard-pressed today, but in the end, it was very clear that Balul's first choice about representation is that he defend himself, or if not, have a Yemeni national to do it for him.
Jackie, do the rules of the commission allow Mr. Balul to act as his own attorney?
No, not explicitly. What they do say is that he has to be defended by American attorneys, either military or a civilian. So after, you know, all the proceedings today, what the presiding officer did was tell Balul's military attorneys, the ones he doesn't want, to file a motion with the commission's appointing authority addressing his request to see if they can be met. You know, Melissa, this is just one example of the many questions about the rules that are being settled as they go along at these military commissions. You know, the whole question of classified evidence came up today when the presiding officer pointed out that if Balul wanted to represent himself, he wouldn't be allowed access to secret evidence about him.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
NPR's Jackie Northam at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.